Hello out there. How are you? This is Blake Wooby, your talk show host for the show Gods and Goddesses. And why do I name my show that? Because I feel, if you've gone to the BBS website where I have my show, you'll see a picture of me in a background of the sun in the background in the distance. And then behind that, there are all kinds of different suns of different sizes, you know. But the main thing is, well, not the main thing, but one point to say is that when you look at our sun, it's a star, just like all the other stars in the sky, right? You can call it a star, you can call it a sun. The ones that are out there in the evening sky, you can call them stars and suns also. But probably more importantly is that we are spirits in the material world. We're on a soul journey in this life, and then there'll be another one after this one, and yet another being born again. Hello, hello, being born again. Do you remember when you were born? No, you probably don't. Neither do I. On another planet, in either another solar system in this galaxy or another solar system in another galaxy. And you know that's the truth. You need to wake up, you know, people out there. I need to wake up. You need to wake up and get with the program, you know. We're here to develop spiritually. That's the bottom line. Everything else is secondary. The job, money you make, children, food you eat, secondary, really. I'm learning this myself. And you can take it or leave it, you know, believe it or not. You're tuning into my show is because I guess you like me. And I like to be real. And talk about different things, do different things. I've got some skills and some talents and some gifts and some blessings. I can sing. I'm an excellent karaoke guy, you know. I was just on a cruise. I talked about that in my last show last week. And take a drink of water. And I realized now that I wasn't feeling too well because I had this left ear infection, and it kind of put a damper on the cruise. I still enjoyed myself, but while I'm being looked at, remember the last show, if you tuned into my last show, there was a huge grasshopper on the fence right next to my enclosed patio here looking at me. He's looking at me again. I feel like I'm being watched, and he's back. It might be a different But it's funny, isn't it? That I mind. And I've got my dog over here, one of our dogs, my wife's dog, actually. She's a black female smooth fox terrier. Her name's Shakira, and she's out here. She likes to be out here in the patio with me. But on a cruise, what happened was I wear these earplugs when I sleep at night. I have been doing so for about 15 years. Why? Because I did a little research as far as getting good quality sleep. You know, getting good quality sleep can make in your day having enough energy and handling everything with an intelligent approach. You know, taking everything as it comes and dealing with it appropriately. It all benefits from having enough good quality sleep. And what do I mean by that? I mean getting some good REM sleep, you know, where you're not bothered by noises, you're not bothered by the temperature of your room. It should be cool, you know, like maybe 68 degrees. And it should be dark enough. But I've always had a problem with noise. And I still do here in our house. We have three dogs. We got cars that go up and down the street outside the house. Some of them have loud mufflers. The neighbor might be playing his music, you know, at all times of the day and night. We have jets flying overhead from Lackland Air Force Base just down the road here. You know, when those fighter jets fly overhead, I mean, they roar. They make a loud noise. There's a highway right next to the, I don't know if you can hear it over in the distance, we're in a valley, and the noise is traveled through the valley. So I've been wearing these earplugs. Well, these particular kinds of earplugs I buy, have been buying for a long time, and they're made of like a beeswax clay kind of material. And in my left ear, when I would stuff them in there, and it's my own fault, I guess, I put them in there wrong. You should ball them up and then push them in gently. I was pushing them a little bit too far. And so just before the cruise, I would say a few weeks before, they were breaking off. And one time that's the wax, part of the earplug was still in my ear. And I couldn't hear. I was trying to dig it out. I was using a Q-tip. I had to go to the urgent care. And they were digging in my ear, picking out these little pieces of blue wax. And the doctor went in there so far, she was looking at, oh, there's just a little piece left. I was trying to get it. And she, I don't think she damaged my eardrum, but around there afterwards was bleeding. And so she gave me some eardrops to put in my ear. And I put them in a few times and it felt better. Like I didn't need to put them in again, but I realized now that I had ear infection there, and it was affecting my equilibrium. And now, last night I didn't wear my earplugs. I've ordered a new kind that are plastic. I mean, you can stuff them in and they don't break off, you know. But anyway, so I was on the cruise ship and I was going to karaoke. It still did pretty good. And today I'm going to sing some songs because I am a karaoke king. I've been told that. I say that with all humility, you know. We all have gifts, whatever they are. I like to also read aloud. That's a gift. I do it in church. I used to. We don't do that anymore. But they're required to read out loud. And if you've listened to some of my previous shows, you've heard me read from books. And today I woke up and I went to the dirt track on Lackland Air Force Base. And I wore my gloves. It's really hot outside, but I like wearing gloves when I run. And I've mentioned this on a previous show, and I've done a lot of research on gloves. Now, you know that football players wear them, not everybody, but I found that they help me run. Why? Because, well, I think for one thing, they give me like a synchronicity of with my arms and hands, keeping them in synchronization with each other. Also, I like to sprint a lot. So whether I'm running on a dirt track or a paved road, I've never fallen down, but I've come close maybe a couple of times over the years. And hitting the ground going full speed is not a good thing. First thing you're going to do is stick your hands out, you know, and it helps to have gloves on. Save your hands from getting scraped and, you know, maybe breaking the bone. But also, my hands sweat a lot when I run, so they kind of absorb the sweat. And they're reflective, so if I go running at night, people can see me. The car drivers driving by can see me. All those reasons are good enough for me to run with gloves on. Now, in the wintertime, it's a no-brainer, you know, because the weather's cold and your hands get cold when you're running. But also in the summertime, too, because I think I've always had cold hands. I shake someone's hand in the past that said, oh, man, your hands are freezing. So I'm going to wear gloves in the summertime. And I do care what people think about it, you know. I've heard some good comments, you know, people walking by and kind of like, hey, you know, that seems like a good idea. Other people are like, wow, that's weird. Are you bothered by what people think? I think we all are, you know. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I worked out on the track today. I did 2 miles. It's a mile track. And I did some 200-meter sprints and 100-meter sprints. And I was walking, I just started walking. Now, let me check this out with you and see what you think, if I did the right thing here. Coming around the corner, the woman, she walked by me. She gave me a very happy hello, and I said hello back to her. And so around the corner in front of us, here comes a woman with two dogs that are off the leash. I'm walking on like a dirt path that's maybe 8-9 feet wide, you know. And so I'm walking. I haven't started running yet. So the dogs is a big black lab and like a German Shepherd something mix. Young, kind of. Okay, you going inside? I don't think I'm back. I just felt like one of our dogs back in. Maybe she was trying to tell me something. It's true that I take our dogs out and let them run off the leash, but there's no people around. But when you're walking on a track that's shared by a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people run and walk around that track. So the German Shepherd mix comes running up to me, and he didn't look too friendly. You know, he's barking at me and baring his white, sharp-looking teeth, you know. And I've got three dogs, but I didn't like the way he approached me. And she says, "Oh, he's okay, he's friendly." I go, "What?" I said, "Lady, you need to control your dogs." And she got ugly on me, you know, and I was like, "Hey, you know, he didn't look like he was friendly. He could have bit me. I said, "Lady, you need to keep your dogs under control. You know, for one thing, they shouldn't be off the leash walking around here with people around. And if they're threatening in any way, and more than that, it stopped me. I had to stop my walk and face that dog, and he came around behind me. And I, you know, that lady, she was just wrong." And I told my son about that afterwards on the telephone. He said, "Yeah, Dad, you were right to say those things you said. If a dog stops you from your routine because you have to protect yourself from possibly getting bit, then the other person's wrong. That dog is wrong to do that, you know. Shouldn't have to stop walking or running. I've encountered that before, you know." Anyway, so I've got some songs to sing. I didn't do my practice today. And so I'm going to use this opportunity to talk with you and do my practicing. I've got lots of other things to share, and I will, you know, between songs. But to get it started, I'm going to sing a song by Blue Oyster Cult. And as you know, I'll wait to go back to the Wounded Warriors at the Warrior and Family Support Center in Fort Sam, Houston. I touched base with the POC last week, and they were damaged, the building there. It's an incredible building, you know, that houses the Wounded Warriors. It feeds them and gives them a place to come and watch TV and hang out with, you know, some other Wounded Warriors. And since October of 2013, I've been going over there and singing for them. At lunchtime, usually, they always ask me, have asked me to come over at lunchtime. And so I'll set up my equipment and sing for an hour to an hour and a half. And so they got this water damage from the old spill we got in February. They burst a pipe and it flooded and the floor was ruined. They had to replace the floor. I don't think they're getting the same funding they got in the past, you know, especially when the war was going pretty hot and heavy in Afghanistan and they were getting a lot of Wounded Warriors there. Now, not so much. So the funding's decreased. The USO is taking it over. I've got a different POC now I coordinate with, and she's telling me that I can maybe come around in October and possibly during the holiday season, you know. So I like to stay in shape practicing, and I'm a member of the gospel choir in Lackland Air Force Base. And that's one of the best things I've done in my life. That's because we offer up some really great songs of praise and worship and just beautiful songs. Sometimes they'll hand me a microphone and other times not, but we get up there in front of the congregation. Once upon a time, we used to have 200 people that would come and listen to us, you know, in the congregation. Now, after COVID, not so many, but we're getting back up there. I think last week we had about 30, 40 people, but still you have to be on your toes when you get up there in front of everybody and you're singing. You have to be in tune with each other, you know, harmonized. So here's a song by Blue Oyster Cult called "I Love the Night." I might have sang it before. I think I did, but I was just singing it when Dawn called. I was staying in tune, getting in tune for my show tonight. And I have other things to talk about, but I'll get to that in between songs. I'll probably sing all the time, probably sing about 5 or 6 songs. So here we go. You might not hear it too well. I've got these nice Fender speakers, but I'll try to turn the volume up so you can hear me. So this first one is by Blue Oyster Cult. It's called I Love the Night. And it's a really cool song. Listen to the lyrics. And they're really wonderful. And this is a song about spirituality. During the song, the guy apparently walks out late at night. He's bummed out because he had a relationship with this woman. And now he's broken up with her. And then he sees like an angel appearing to him. And they talk and they relate to each other. And he feels better. And anyway, it's called I Love the Night. Let me get it going here. I'll take a drink of water. Give me a few seconds. And the next thing you'll hear will be the song I Love the Night by Blue Oyster Cult from the 70s off the Spectres album. It's a beautiful album that Blue Oyster Cult was one of the hottest rock bands back there in the late 70s. That night a kiss told me it was over. I walked out late to do the dark. The misty gloom seemed to soak up my sorrow. Further I went on, I felt the spreading calm. Then suddenly my eyes were bathed in light, and the lovely lady in white was by my side. She said, like me, I see you walking alone. Won't you please stay? I couldn't look away. She said, I love the night. The day's okay and the sun can be fun, but I live in those ways, slip away. I love the night. There's so much that I can share and give to you. You would help me tonight. If only you had been there, my dear. We could have shared it together. No mortal was meant to know such wonder. One look in the mirror told me so. Come darkness, I'll see her again. Yes, I'm gonna go. So now I know. I love the night. The day's okay and the sun can be fun, but I live those ways, slip away. Thank you.
just tonight.
So that's it, everybody. Do you love the night? I love the day. I love the night. Isn't it amazing how our planet is rotating on its axis, and we get half a day of light and half a day of darkness, like in the song by Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. The blessed daylight and the sacred nighttime. And, yeah, that lady in light. I mentioned this on a previous show before. I think I saw an angel when I was very young. My mother always told me about it. She passed away now. May God bless her soul. And she said one night, I must have been about 3 years old, I think. And she heard me screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom. And she ran into the room and she said, my eyes were as big as saucers. And she said, there was a lady in light over there in the corner of the room. Beautiful lady of light, made of light. And she knew I wasn't joking around, you know, but I'd seen something. I don't remember myself, but anyway. So then this next song I'm going to sing is a song called Heaven and Hell. And, you know, it seems life is all about heaven and hell. When you get to more of a heavenly stature, if you will, you know, that means you're on that path to spiritual development. Now, I believe in hell. I really do. It's like I believe in heaven. Hell is like God's jail. You know, you listening out there to my show, or maybe any of the other beautiful shows on BBS Radio, to include those people, probably won't be going to hell because you're not a murderer or a rapist or a sexual abuser or a physical abuser. But those people, they get punished, just like we have people getting punished here on earth for crimes. God will punish those who commit those kinds of crimes, murder, rape, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and even verbal abuse, non-believers in that higher power. It's temporary, though. Don't you believe? This is my opinion, you know. There's no such thing as eternal damnation because our mother and father in heaven are very forgiving. But you still have to pay the price if you make a mistake. You know what I'm talking about? You still have to pay the penalty. That's universal law, my friends. So for those people that say murder with viciousness and evil intent, there's a very special place for them where down below the surface of the earth, way down in a hole towards the core of this planet, among the burning lava and the molten core, and there's cavernous areas down there. You can be sure, you know, with the earth about 8,000 miles thick, you know, from one end to the other, the ball, you know. 8,000 miles, my friends. If you think about what's underneath the surface of the earth, there's miles and miles of rock and dirt and all kinds of different life worms. And anyway, you get down in those cavernous areas down there where God's jail exists, and you'll find demons of a terrible, terrible nature that will torment those people to get them to turn their evil ways, you know, to punish them for their sins, for their mistakes, for their crimes. You just can't kill somebody and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? So their soul is like rehabilitation in the worst sense of the word. Now, there's something else called like purgatory, which is not so bad. It's a dark area just like beneath the surface of the earth. And my God, if you read the book 23 Minutes in Hell, it smells down there awful. And there are snakes and spiders that will bite you, you know, because you're in the spirit, but the spirit also feels just like you feel right now in the body. The spirit and the body are very similar in many ways. Okay. And then when there's redemption, you've done your time, then you you get back on your soul's journey and go to that land of light in the sky, that fire where the spirit can exist. Because the spirit can live in fire, you know, logical. Be logical, my friends. There's no refuting that, you know. You say what you want. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. I might sing that song too, but this one's called Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. And believe it or not, some of these rock groups, these hard rock groups, have come up with some really cool songs. I might sing another one called Nothing Else Matters, Metallica, for example. Very beautiful song, lovely guitar work. And so this one's Heaven and Hell. Let me get it going here. I'll take a drink of water. Be with you. Next thing you hear will be the song Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. This is so much fun. I might do it now on this way. Showcase my karaoke skills. It's not really karaoke. I'm not looking at a monitor. You know, I remembered all these words. And then combine it with talking about different things. Because I'll be going down to Wounded Warriors sometime in the future. Here we go. Sing me a song, you're a singer. Do me a wrong, make a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The rest that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well, the lover of life, not a sinner, ending is just a beginning. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you know when you're dreaming. So it's on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. Heaven and hell. What you say? For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody feels for the answer. So it's on and on, on and on, on and on.
does well. Spinning fast, you better ride as well. The world is full of kings and queens. You glide your eyes and steal your dreams as hell and hell. Oh, wow. And I'll tell you, black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in Golden Hall, you get to keep the golden walls as heaven and hell. Ooh. You got to feel for the dancer. Ooh. Look for the answer. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's it. Look for the answer. Say that life's a carousel. Carousel, spinning fast, you get it right as well. The world is full of kings and queens. Yeah, that's true. Kings and queens are gods and goddesses. Really, I think, you know, that's one reason I came up with my name, Gods and Goddesses, for the show, because it's more than kings and queens. We're all equal, women and men. You notice that when you think about gods and goddesses, we are equal. A god is not having power than a goddess. You like that? I thought about it myself. Thank you very much. Now, this next song, you hear the beautiful guitar work in the background. It goes on for like another minute afterwards. The next song has similar guitar work in the beginning. It's called Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. I sang it at the Wounded Warriors. And it tells people to kind of stand up for what they believe in, stand up for their own rights. You know, don't back down. Trust in yourself. You know, especially good for someone who might be suicidal. You don't throw in the towel, you know. Believe in yourself. You've got your gifts. You've got your talents. Don't let people knock you down. Don't care what people think. Wear your gloves when you go running and you'd be okay, you know. I'm just joking. Don't care what people think. I'm trying not to myself, you know. I usually don't. So let me get this going. Hold on. I know a lot of songs, too. I learned them from the Wounded Warriors. I know over 100 that I've memorized. And, see, God has blessed me. The creator of the universe has blessed me. And I'm very grateful. So here's the song, Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. Check it out on YouTube. Very beautiful song from a really hard rock or heavy metal band. You know, it's got excellent lyrics, too. I love it. Sung it many times over there at the Wounded Warriors. I always get these looks of approval too, like, yeah, you know, yeah, man, that's cool. Good song. That's what I'm talking about. So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trust who we are, and nothing else matters. I never opened myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. All these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters. Trust I speak and I find it. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view, and nothing else matters.
care for what they do. Never cared for what they know. But I know. No place, no matter how far, couldn't be much more than the heart. And it comes to who we are, and nothing else matters. Let us care for what they do. Never opened myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. All these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters. What I see and I find in you, every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view, and nothing else matters. Never care for what they say, never care for games they play, never care for what they do, never care for what they know. So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trust who we are, and nothing else matters.
That's it, my friends. Guess what? It started raining. Like a sun shower just came down. I think that means God is happy with my singing. You know, it's a sign from heaven. I don't know. I'm just joking. How much time do I have here? I'm having a lot of fun here. 6:42. Yeah, I've got plenty of time here for a couple more songs. I enjoy this. You know, I love my show. I can do whatever I want. If you're thinking about getting your own show, go for it, you know. Having an hour to talk and then hear yourself later, you know, it's being recorded. It's a cool thing, you know? So I'm going to, since summer's almost over, right? Today's the 18th. I'm going to sing a song called The Voice of Summer by Don Henley, one of my favorite songs. And so give me a minute here. I'll get it going. The Boys of Summer. Don Henley, as you know, is a drummer for the Eagles, and he had a solo career. And this is an excellent song. He did some other ones like Down at the Sunset Grill, Dirty Laundry,
an excellent drummer, and he's an excellent singer, too. Boys of Summer. I think it came out in the 80s. Sometime in the 80s. I sing this for the Wounded Warriors because most of my songs deal with love and nature, you know, God. But this one's about nature, you know, summertime. Yeah, it gets going here. Still thinking, you know, processing. Come on. Small computer, laptop. Let me get it. Okay, now, here we go. Any second now. The Boys of Summer. You hear that? Cool song. I love it. You know?
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach, pure in the air, summer is out of reach, empty lake, empty street, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though. I know you're not home, and I could see you. Your brow's been shining in the sun. You got your headphones back and a sunglass on, baby. I could tell you my love for you is good. Come after the boys of summer are gone. I never will forget those nights. I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy? Remember how I made you scream? Now I don't understand what happened to our love. But babe, I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna show you what I'm made of. I can see you. Your ground skin shining in the sun. I see you walking real slow and smiling at everyone. I can tell you my love for you is really strong. After the boys of summer are gone. A little voice inside my head said, you can't look back, don't look back. I thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go. But I see your brown skin shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down and the radio on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. I can see you, brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair slicked back and those waves there are gone, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of the
Boys of Summer by Don Henley. You know, I was just thinking something. I don't know if singing these songs is already copyrighted. And I hope not. BBS Radio, if you're out there, is it okay to sing these songs? You're not going to get in trouble, are you? Or am I going to get in trouble? I don't hear anything. All right. Thank you. Thank you. So I guess I'm good. I've got, I think, time at least one more song. 49. This one is by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. May God bless Tom Petty's soul. He was a good man. Died 66. So he's in heaven now, I think, you know, based on what I remember from his lyrics and his songs. But this one's called Running Down a Dream. And so I've sung this at the Wounded Warriors, you know. It means kind of like Big Control, you know, believe in your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. You dream, I dream, we all dream. We're little dreamers, right? So here goes.
It was a beautiful day. The sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was dying. Trees went past, leaving Delaware singing. Little runaway, I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a dream, going wherever it is. Running down a dream. I felt so cool, like anything was possible. I hit cruise control, I rubbed my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream, it never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads, running down a dream. Ooh, 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 ooh. I rolled on. The sky grew dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever's mine. Yeah, running down the train. It never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Go wherever it leads, running down the dream. Yeah, running down the dream. It never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Go wherever it leads, running down the dream. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Running down a dream, my friends, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Why are you running down a dream? I think I am. Cool song. The song that of the Wounded Warriors. My time's just about over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to my show. I wish I could go on. I just love singing my songs. And it's kind of a pressure, you know. It's good. Good to have that pressure. It will make me a better singer. Well, I hope you have a good week this next week. May the creator of the universe bless you. May the creator of the universe bless all of us, right? And remember, teachers are out there. They want to make contact with us. They just want us to be more peaceful, right? So any violence, they abhor violence. You know, we just had 9/11. And I think we're taking, you know, like 3,000 plus lives stuffed out. Snuffed out, and then the war in Afghanistan, all the lives today, I mean, not today, but I think it was yesterday or the day before, we struck a target in Afghanistan and killed 10 innocent civilians, beautiful lives, people who were alive just like you and I the night before and now gone to the spirit lands, you know, where we're headed one day, but still, to take them against their will, it's a crime, you know, that karma. Karma is true, my friends. You know, you have to pay back any harm you cause anyone. I ask for God's mercy, the Creator's mercy on the United States, you know, as we fight. We shouldn't be killing people, period. That's the bottom line. But, you know, I understand we have to retaliate because our country can't get pushed around. We've got too many people, you know, and we have to defend our values, you know, to show that we're not weak. And you got a diversity of people living in the United States. You know, people come here to live that dream. Got it, 60 seconds. People live that dream that it's a land of opportunity. And do you notice just how America helps people out? All we've done for other countries, we're good, decent people, most of us, you know. We care. We love people. So much help has been given to people during the pandemic at any time, during disasters, you know, people reach out to help each other. So I've only got a few more seconds left. Thank you for tuning into my show. I love you, and may the creator of the universe bless and protect us all. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.